Well, life on a farm, a kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack, I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo!
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We're joined now by Ryan Jenkins. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. It's our project we're doing this year called Life on a Farm. Every week, checking in with a local farmer who farms a bunch of different things. Ryan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great. how is the harvest going? I always have to ask because, you know, we're into that. We're in the last bit of the year, sort of, but how's it going?
It's actually been going very well. You know, this weather that we're having, we haven't had this kind of weather during harvest season in a few years, actually, where it's been this dry. It's really been perfect conditions for peanut harvest. But, you know.
Oh, no.
As you talk through the evidence.
Wait, there's a but. Why is there always a but? Why can't we just have, hey, it's been 80, it's been dry, it's been cool, it's been great, but, all right, go on.
Yep, but, you know, as you've seen, we can never be happy for very long. You know, it wasn't long ago I was saying, man, if it don't hurry up and quit raining, we're going to have a disaster. And now I'm about to the point where if it don't hurry up and rain, we're going to have a disaster. But
really? Why now?
But well, the peanuts, we've talked about how they progress. You know, they get more mature until the point where they fall off in the ground. We've talked about that before. Well, now it's been so dry recently that they're really not progressing at a rate that they typically would. So we've been getting some bad grades. And on top of that, now, you know, the peanuts have to be dug out of the ground to begin the harvest process. Well, now the ground's getting so hard that our diggers aren't able to go into the ground deep enough to get under the peanuts so that we can get them on top of the ground. So it's a very complicated process, but it's beginning to cause some problems, and some people are not going to be able to continue their harvest until they get a shower of rain to soften the ground.
Really? It's that bad?
Yes, I know it's hard to believe. It's. I mean, we've only been doing this for, what, about 3 weeks, I think, since it's rained. Three weeks, I believe, yeah, since we've had any rain. But it's something that we go through from time to time, but typically in our area, it's not usually that much of a problem. But, you know, I just checked the forecast before I got on here with you, and there's still no rain in the future, in the foreseeable future. So it's beginning to become a problem now, because the vines that are on top of the ground that you see growing, they're not that healthy. They're very old. You know, they're at the end of their lifespan. So with a combination of the dry weather and the disease that's on the vines, they're continuing to deteriorate while the peanuts under the ground are not continuing to mature at a rate like they typically would. So it's really beginning to affect our grades and how we're paid.
So what you need, and I'm gonna try to re-describe it in my layman's terms, you tell me if I get anything wrong. You need the rain. Obviously, that's a key nutrient for the peanuts to grow to their full, proper maturity and ideal grade. But you need it to not rain so much that when you're getting in there and turning them up and over, that they can't dry out, because if they don't dry out, they rot, and then you can't harvest them. They're not worth anything. But if it's too dry, then they're not getting enough nutrition to grow to maturity. And also, you can't get in there and flip them over because the soil is too hard to actually do the harvest, even if they were grown properly, which they're also not, because it's too dry. Do I have it about right?
That's exactly it. I mean, we want to, if ideally, you know, maybe a shower a week or a shower every 10 days or something like that, just to keep some moisture in the ground so that they can continue at a rate that they're, you know, that they like to continue maturing. And so that it keeps moisture in the ground so that our equipment can can function like it's supposed to.
And again, for people who maybe haven't been listening all year, or, you know, we don't necessarily repeat ourselves an awful lot because, you know, some we mentioned something one time, and you don't have any irrigation. There's no irrigation in the fields in Northwest Florida because typically rain is plentiful and, you know, adequate, and you just kind of trust God to do it. And, you know, so when there's, like right now, you know, dry conditions, there's no solution for this problem other than, you know, come on, Lord, let's figure this out, right?
That's right. I actually talked to one of my buddies the end of the week, last week in Georgia, and they were watering their peanuts so they could go out there and dig them. So, you know, they have that ability, but I've said it before, we're in a much better situation 9 times out of 10 than someone like that is, has to work so hard on their irrigation systems and spend the money on those irrigation systems, not only to have them, but to run them.
Right.
And it's, you know, I'll take what we have almost always over what they have.
I understand that. Are you you getting ready to start any other harvesting?
We are. I anticipate this is where we're getting into the part of the year now where peanuts and cotton begin to overlap some. So it goes from being busy to being extremely busy. There's just not enough hours in the day and not enough people to do everything. So this week we will be hopefully still digging peanuts on some of our sandier land. We'll be picking peanuts. We'll be defoliating cotton, and we'll be picking cotton. So, you know, this is one of those come early, stay late runs that we're on now. So,
and does
but
the,
it's my
does,
favorite time of the year. I love it.
Does the dry at this point harm, benefit? How does that affect the cotton crop?
It's helping more than anything. We still do need, on some of our later cotton, we still do need just another shower, basically, to help finish it off, to help those last few bowls finish maturing on it. But as a rule, it's helping it more than it's hurting it.
Ryan, I never maybe thought about it till just right now, but I know there's an answer to this. There's a certain number of days for maturation for, you correct me if I'm wrong, as always, any given crop. Like the cotton, what I'm thinking about is it doesn't all come up at the same time, but do you plant it in a way that staggers it so that when you're harvesting, you're not having to harvest it all, even if it's a day or two separated? Does that make sense? Do you stagger the planting so that the harvesting is also staggered, or does it not work out that way?
We do, but it doesn't. It's not quite as drastic of a difference as it is on peanuts. Cotton is matured by heat units, the amount of heat units that it picks up throughout the growing season. We more so stagger it in case there is bad weather somewhere along the way. Like, we'll try to have some early cotton, we'll try to have some mid-planted cotton, and try to have some late-planted cotton, just so all our eggs aren't in one basket.
Okay, so you're playing defense against the weather that way. Okay, that makes sense. Go ahead.
Right. More so that than the harvest coming off at the same time, because you really can't control that.
Okay. So you do stagger them, not so much in terms of when you're going to be harvesting, but so that if there is some weird anomaly with the weather, you don't lose it all or benefit it all one way or the other. You're a little bit more of your hedging your bets. You have you always give us with a like kind of a farm fact at the end. You have one for this week?
Yeah, we were talking about peanut grades today a little bit. So once our peanuts are delivered to the buying point, they're graded on about 10 different tests. And then once that grade's issued, that's what determines how much money per pound or per ton we're going to get paid for our crop. So they go and they get graded by USDA graders, and we're issued a grade. And then from that grade, that determines how much money ultimately we're going to get paid for our crop.
Okay. All right. So some of your peanuts have like a high school diploma, and some of your peanuts get barely out of the 7th grade, and they don't get paid as much. And, you know, in the end, that's what determines how much money you make. Do I have it about right?
That's exactly it. So it's a big surprise. I mean, you can have an excellent yield. You know, when you dig those peanuts, you say, golly, I'm going to make some money this year. And then once they go get their grade, they're not as smart as you thought they were.
So. You got to give them those end of course exams, and they don't always pass. All right.
Yeah, and there's no remedial training.
there's no GRE for the bad peanuts. Okay, all right, I got you.
No.
Ryan Jenkins, he owns Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, as always, thanks for the time, sir. Thanks for teaching us all about farming in Santa Rosa County, and for feeding and clothing my kids, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you for having us. Have a good week.